I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week here with Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, ETFTrends.com, at ETF Trends on Twitter, or at Tom Lydon, which is Lydon on Twitter. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, our ETF of the week is...
the PIMCO 0 to 5-Year High Yield Corporate Bond Index Fund, and the ticker is HYS.
HYS on that PIMCO fund. Again, it is the PIMCO 0 to 5-Year High Yield Corporate Bond Index Fund. And I got to ask why, because, of course, we're at an environment where the Federal Reserve has sort of indicated that in at least the first half of that 0 to 5-Year period, rates are going to be ridiculously low. So why this fund at this time with that kind of outlook?
You're right, Chuck. And, you know, it's always fun when you and I talk about new, exciting growth areas of the world or here in the U.S. or certain sectors. But again, you talk to people the way I do, they are concerned. There's concern about what's going on in Europe. There's concern about debt. There's concern about the election. There's concern everywhere. So people have put a certain amount of money away. They're keeping a certain part of their portfolio where their powder's dry, but they're not getting paid for it. Here's a situation where PIMCO has set up a very thoughtful ETF that goes after yield. The 30-day yield on this is 4.12%, and yes, it is made up of corporate debt, junk debt, as they say, but the junk bond market or corporate bond market has a lot of great things going for them these days. On top of that, the maturity is at 1.75 years. So all they need to do is hold on to the bonds that they have in that portfolio, and there's little interest rate risk. We could spend a whole hour talking about interest rate risk, but again, the idea here is if you've got your powder dry, a certain amount of your powder could go into something that would give you a better yield and not be that much more risky.
What we're really talking about here is that we keep hearing from a variety of talking heads and money managers, et cetera, that people want to be defensive, that you don't want to fight the Fed, for example. And what you're suggesting is, hey, you're not really fighting the Fed, but you are being defensive while still maybe goosing your yield a little bit.
Well, that's it. You know, the Fed and what they're doing with treasuries and munis is something quite different that's going on in the corporate world. Corporate balance sheets are looking quite good. Corporate America is sitting on a lot of cash, a lot more than they've had in decades, percentage-wise. The thing is, they're not spending it, but they are taking advantage of what they can raise in bonds. And the other thing is default rates are at historically low numbers, which makes it very, very good for those investors who might be taking a little bit of risk, but the high-yield market isn't as risky as it was, let's say, 5 years ago or 10 years ago. And what we're talking about here is just putting a portion of your fixed income portfolio there, and I know that's something that you and I always want to discuss.
And I think it's interesting as well that when you take a look at this, you really don't have all that much that gets you into the particularly speculative categories here. I mean, yes, you are dealing with high yield bonds, which people would call junk bonds. And that's the term that we use for them. When we try to make them sound good, we call them high yield. When we try to make them sound bad, we call them junk. But there's not that much that falls into the nether reaches of the junk world here. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. I mean, you're not looking at, and there's some high yield or junk bond funds out there that are paying over 7% where their bond ratings are C or lower. And that would be a little bit too risky. You know, here's a situation where it really is, and I'm stretching a bit, but it's a money market alternative for a portion of your money market assets. You know, if you just put 10% of your money market holdings in this, you would actually double the overall yield that you're getting in your money market funds.
And while you would be taking on additional risk, it's not that much. Now, here's the question. Is that what you're suggesting people do? Put 10%. So when you figure out your allocation, it's 10% of your money market holdings, or how should people decide what they want to put in this fund?
Right now, today, that's very simple. But again, I'm going to leave one caveat. At one point in time, as you point out, even though the Fed says they're going to keep rates suppressed for an extended period of time, it doesn't mean that yields can't go up. And when yields start to go up, not just treasuries and munis, but also corporate debt does have interest rate risk. So in the meantime, while things are looking somewhat tentative in the marketplace and the Fed is being very dovish, keeping 10% of your money market allocation in this ETF will do quite well for you.
And again, it is our ETF of the week. It is the PIMCO 0 to 5 year high yield corporate bond index fund. The ticker symbol is HYS. That is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. If you want more information, at ETF Trends or at Tom Lydon on Twitter, or better yet, go to ETFTrends.com where you can learn all about the newsletter and about Global Trend Asset Management, Tom's firm. Tom Lydon, it's always great to chat with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
There is lots more to go to today's show. Up next, it's the big interview. Then later on, it's the Money Life Market Call. You know it, you love it, you're waiting all the time for it. So stick around and we'll be right back.